Hello, and welcome to Structured Finance in Focus, a Fitch Ratings podcast that delves into the latest developments across global ABS, CMBS, CLOs, and more. I am Brad Kelman, Associate Director in the EMEA RMBS team, and today we will be discussing the current situation of the UK mortgage market, performance trends, and our expectations for the UK housing and mortgage markets with my colleague, Drew Smith, also an Associate Director in the EMEA RMBS team.
Thanks, Brad. So question for you firstly. We've observed much higher interest rates in the market in 2023 than we have in the recent past. In terms of quoted new lending rates, these reached a peak of 6.2% for two-year fixes and 5.7% for five-year fixes. What impacts has this had on the mortgage market and what are our expectations moving forwards?
Sure. So the change in interest rate environment has prompted a shift in borrower behavior. Five-year fixed rates have fallen in popularity as a proportion of new lending consisting of five-year fixed rates declined by 21 percentage points to 44% over the 12-month period ending December 2023. Conversely, demand for two-year fixed-rate mortgage products has increased by 18 percentage points to 39% of new origination as of December 2023. This pivot towards shorter-period fixed-rate products by borrowers hinges on the expectation of lower rates in the next 12 to 18 months. Amidst an expectation of rate cuts by the Bank of England as inflation comes under control, the flexibility offered by two-year mortgage products has seen it become a desirable product in the current market. So, Drew, given those rates we've just discussed alongside cost of living pressures, what has been the extent of the impact in terms of mortgage arrears in the UK market? What's our forward-looking view in this respect?
Market-wide, there's been some build-up of arrears, but overall levels remain low when compared to previous periods of stress. Three-month plus arrears levels were at 1% for the owner-occupied sector and 0.8% for the buy-to-let sector at the end of 2023. This is up somewhat from a year before, where these figures were 0.8% and 0.4% respectively. If we look at things from an RMBS transactional perspective, we've seen a much greater performance deterioration in certain areas though. There's been only a small build-up of arrears in the Fitch-rated universe of prime owner-occupied transactions. However, in the non-conforming sector, we've seen one-month-plus arrears increase to 22.5% by the end of 2023, which was an 8 percentage point increase versus the start of the year. Late-stage arrears also increased by 6.3 percentage points, reaching 15.2% in December. Borrowers in these pools are largely on floating-rate mortgages, and they continue to be challenged by the high interest rate environment. On a pool basis, we do also see performing borrowers collateral repaying, which increases the proportion of these non-performing borrowers of the whole. We've also seen significant increases in arrears of Fitch-rated UK buy-to-let transactions, with a 2.3 percentage point increase seen in one-month plus arrears across the year, reaching 4.1% by year-end. Worth noting on the buy-to-let side is that our rated portfolio contains a greater proportion of pre-crisis lending than the market as a whole, which explains the performance difference here versus the wider market outlined previously. In terms of our forecast for arrears, this is based firstly on our Bank of England base rate expectations. For this, we expect to start seeing a reduction in the second half of 2024 and in 2025 down to 3.5%. Bearing this in mind, with rates remaining elevated, performance deterioration is still expected across all sectors, and we expect the peak of total arrears to be reached around the end of 2024 or the first quarter of 2025. The peak of late-stage arrears may come slightly later, as it takes time for borrowers to work through stages of arrears and ultimately to possible repossession. Based on our Fitch-rated indexes, our headline arrears forecast for one-month-plus arrears is for some increase in 2024 for each sector. We see them reaching around 2.25% for prime, around 25.25% for non-conforming, and around 4.75% for buy-to-let. Our expectations for 2025 are at the same level in each case. Our full arrears forecast can be found in our Mortgage Market Index report for March 2024 on the Fitch Ratings website. So, Brad, I've mentioned there that performance in the prime space has been quite robust, but is there any pockets within that where we've seen greater performance deterioration?
Great question, Drew. We have been observing some divergence in asset performance in some pockets of the prime sector. Specifically, the arrears performance amongst Fitch-rated specialist prime transactions has been ticking up. This is evidenced by one-month-plus arrears levels of 2.9% amongst specialist prime transactions versus 1.9% for the wider prime universe, which is driven by large high street lenders. We have expected some underperformance in the specialist prime space to occur given the riskier profile of borrowers these lenders tend to attract, characterized by high LTVs, first-time buyers, borrowers with complex incomes, or borrowers with adverse credit features. So inherently, these borrowers are a bit more vulnerable to cost of living and affordability pressures we have observed over the last 18 months. Specialist lenders also typically have higher variable rates, and this can be a significant shock to borrower affordability when the fixed rate period ends. All that being said, while we have observed some performance deviation in early stage arrears, the development of late stage arrears amongst prime and specialist prime has been quite similar. For specialist prime transactions, we observed 3 month plus arrears around the level of 1.2% compared to 1.1% in the wider prime universe. Switching over to house prices now, Drew, what have we observed on this front in 2023 and how do we see things moving forward? Is there any difference in experience on a regional basis?
So we have observed some house price declines in 2023. Per land registry data, prices decreased by 2.2% over the year. This is in significant contrast to the 8% growth seen in 2022. However, it's a much smaller decline than the 5-7% we anticipated this time last year. Looking forwards, we expect broadly stable nominal house prices this year before an increase of somewhere between 2-4% in 2025. Where there's been a difference between our negative price forecast last year versus what's been borne out in reality, we think this can be explained by looking at real house prices. So we think these will be 15% lower by the end of 2024 versus the nominal house price peak in September 2022. So essentially, we think that wage growth has masked house price reductions when looking at them on a nominal basis. In terms of regionality, London and the South East have experienced the weakest house price performance. This is in line with our expectations, given that borrowers in these regions leverage their income to a higher degree, so are less able to combat the additional financial burden from higher interest rates. Both Scotland and Northern Ireland experienced price increases in 2023, and these regions, conversely, are amongst the lowest in terms of earnings to house price ratios. Just to close off then, Brad, what does the affordability picture look like in the UK currently?
Yeah, so generally, higher mortgage rates continue to hinder borrower affordability and limit new lending in the second half of 2023, as the reduction in property prices was milder than expected. The net result has been a marginal improvement in affordability measured by the UK house price to earnings ratio at a level of 8.05 times. This house price to earnings ratio is closer to the level seen in early 2020 before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, a period of rapid house price appreciation in the UK. In the current rate environment, first-time buyers continue to suffer as affordability pressure led to declines in new loan originations. The decline in first-time buyer lending was most prevalent outside London and the South East, with the 12-month average of new first-time buyer loans falling by 20% to an average of 16,000 in December 2023. UK finance data also suggests that those first-time buyer loans originated in 2023 were at marginally lower LTVs. This is likely driven by the prospective higher LTV borrowers, with a lower deposit being frozen out of the market and unable to obtain a mortgage at present. Despite the fall in first-time buyer LTVs, capital and interest payments as a percentage of income for first-time buyers rose to 22% in the last 4 months of 2023, a level not seen since pre-GFC when rates were at a similar level. In terms of our outlook for 2024, we expect borrowers to continue to face affordability challenges in the first half of the year while rates remain elevated. Affordability will gradually improve in the second half of the year as the mix of decreasing interest rates and real wage growth allow borrowers to be better positioned. So this brings us to the end of our discussion. Thank you for joining us on this brief conversation regarding the UK mortgage market. If you're keen to learn more of Fitch's views on the UK mortgage market, please check out the latest Mortgage Market Index report available at FitchRatings.com.